Well, we love our local areas and somebody who's put it into a book, The Black and White Braid. Ben's joining us right now. You had a book released on the weekend, and it's all about the local area of the Scenic Rim.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Spider, and thanks for having me. It all began when I was told, I live on Mount Tambourine, and there was a old local up here. He said, "Where do you live?" I said, "Oh, Tambourine Oxenford Road." He said, "Oh, that's the do-it-yourself road." And I said, "Oh, what do you mean by that?" And he said, "Oh, back in 1958, we got a bit tired of waiting for the government to put a road in, so we got together a few funds and a couple of fellas knew how to do road building, and they put it in." And
oh, that's excellent.
I'm actually on the road at the moment, and you know where the power lines cross over Tambourine Oxenford Road as you get to the top of the hill there?
Yeah.
That's known as Beer Garden Corner to a couple of 90-year-olds who I've interviewed for the book, and they had a bit of a disagreement about which way the road should go, and afterwards, after they sort of settled that dispute, they all had a beer up here, and it became known to them as Beer Garden Corner.
See, look at that. When you are researching, it's always good to go to the elderly in the community because they're the historians, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the privilege of being able to sit down with someone who's 95 years old and can speak about not just the history of this road, but the 183 roads that we ended up. So to tell the story, my photographer, Karen, and I ended up walking 700 kilometres around the Scenic Rim over 30 days and, just learning the stories of the names behind the roads, who they're named for, who walked them first and who walks them now.
It's really fascinating. I love stories like this. I remember driving from Melbourne to Darwin, say from Adelaide to Darwin. I was halfway up, so I was just coming out of Cooper Pedy, which is in the middle of nowhere, and there was one guy pushing a trolley. A shopping trolley. And no joke. He was like 200 k's from anywhere. And I said, "I've got to pull over and see this bloke." And I said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm walking from Darwin to Adelaide."
Wow.
And he goes, "You'd be surprised how much you miss going at 100 k's an hour."
Oh, bad. Absolutely.
And I was like, "I'm happy to miss it." You'll see everything
we got to him.
You see it a lot when you got to push a trolley with a wonky wheel.
I'm
still trying to find the trolley bays.
This will be full of great stories, Benj. What's the title about, The Black and White Braid?
Well, The Black and White Braid is it alludes to the colour of the road, if you like, and how, you know, when you walk it long enough and you stare at it long enough, your mind starts to conjure different things. And I thought of how the black and white connects us all, it braids us together. But the other half of it is that, and again, Tambourine Oxenford Road is also the original route of connection for the Indigenous peoples who'd walk from saltwater country to freshwater country. And I liked the way that these roads, quite a lot of them, the Mount Lindsay Highway is another, are laid over these ancient routes of connection. And so I've been privileged enough to walk alongside some elders. A couple of them are the last ones to live traditionally in that region of the Scenic Rim around Caralbin. And they've just told me a huge amount of stories about the Indigenous history and the names of places that have never been recorded. So it's been a real privilege that you find it.
700K trek through the Scenic Rim.
Yeah.
I'm going to read your book so I never have to do it. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
So good. Well, you can buy it. It comes out this weekend. BenjaminAllman.com. So that's ALLMON.com. Thanks so much for joining us, telling us all about it. We love our local history.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Bridge and Spider, now with Flan. 92.5
Triple M.